Hey, Mama, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry I've been a little missing for the last couple weeks. It's been just, crazy mom life, all the things. There's really no big excuse that I've been gone. I've just been busy. Like, it is what it is, right? Fall is in full swing. The kids are in school. Like, I'm working, like, all the things, right? So I've missed you guys, and I hope to be back on track starting this week. So today I want to talk about how do you speak to yourself? How are you talking to yourself? We're going to get into that, like how we should be talking to ourselves and how that really can make us who we are, frame our beliefs about ourselves is how we speak to ourselves, right? Because it's so easy for us to speak, praise to our kids and to other people and just speak kindly to everyone else. But when it comes to ourselves, mamas, we are awful to ourselves, right? So let's talk about this. Let's talk about how we can overcome this and start speaking to ourselves like we speak to others. All right, let's dive in. Mama, are you struggling with the trauma from your past? Do you feel like it's holding you back, keeping you stuck from moving forward, stuck from being the mom that you truly want to be? Do you feel triggered every single day by your kids and just having a hard time getting through that healing journey? Mama, I totally get it. That was me as well, and I still have those days. Even far out into my healing journey, and it can be a real struggle, but I want to let you know that there is support and there is community that can come around you and with other like-minded mamas who have been through what you're going through, who are going through the same things, who are on the healing journey as well and can offer you support, encouragement, and love. So I want to let you know, and I'm so excited. I am looking for 5 women. You don't have to be moms, but if you're listening to the podcast, you're most likely a mom. But I'm looking for 5 women who have been through some sort of trauma that are on a healing journey and have come out on the other end and have just succeeded at healing and, just making amends with the people who hurt them. I want to hear your story. I would love to interview you on the podcast and have a live coaching session with you so that other mamas can listen and just get some value from your story. There's such power in your own story that it could help someone else. So if you've been wanting or thinking about sharing your story, now might be a great time. I want you to click the link below and email me at Melanie, M-E-L-A-N-I-E, at confidentmomcoaching.com. That's Melanie at confidentmomcoaching.com with the subject title interview. And I want you to tell me all about you and your story. I want you to come on the podcast. Let's just sit down like friends chatting over coffee where we can just learn about each other. I want to hear your story. I want to hear what you've been through. I want to be able to bring your story to other mamas that are just struggling and needing some encouragement and support. So if you are interested in doing that, please email me. I would love to have you on my show, and I'll send you a special gift as a thank you as well, because I truly value your time and I appreciate it. I know that it can be so hard and vulnerable to share our stories, right? Especially on a platform like a podcast, where thousands and thousands of listeners are hearing it, right? And if you want to remain anonymous, that's totally fine as well. So again, email me if you're interested with the subject line interview. Email me at melanie@confidentmomcoaching.com, melanie@confidentmomcoaching.com, and I cannot wait to hear your story. Hey mama, welcome to the Confident Mom Podcast. My name is Melanie, and I'm a Christian wife, mom of 4, speaker, and certified trauma coach. And I'm so passionate about helping women heal from trauma because I've been on my own healing journey and God has shown me how to trust Him and to stop being so angry. Do you find yourself yelling at your kids more often than you want to, and then feel endless guilt thinking you're a bad mom? Do you sometimes ask yourself if you're going to ruin your kids? Me too, girl. I completely get it. Motherhood is so hard, especially when you have undergone any kind of trauma. Are you frustrated and overwhelmed? Do you get triggered by your kids all the time and feel overcome by anger? I know what it's like to constantly be triggered by my kids and stuck in an endless cycle of trauma. Friend, the good news is that you can heal the trauma from your past without letting it affect your parenting. Is your own trauma holding you back? Do you want to heal and stop being so angry all the time but not sure where to start? Are you ready to stop being so triggered by your kids and become that confident, patient mom God wants you to be? In this podcast, you will learn to identify your triggers, regulate your own emotions, and stop yelling at your kids so that you can finally heal and feel like a good mom. Are you ready to surrender and allow God to work in you and through you to heal the trauma of your past and break those cycles that are keeping you stuck? Well, grab your coffee, mama, and let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back, mama. I hope you are having an amazing week so far. Today, I want to talk about how are we speaking to ourselves. It's such an important thing, but I think it goes unnoticed a lot of the time. I think we do it like without thinking. So let's dive in. Let's get right into it. So, you know, a lot of us, a lot of you, and I know myself, a lot of us have dealt with trauma, right? We come from either childhood trauma or traumas that we've experienced in our lives. And normally for people that have gone through trauma, we can be pretty hard on ourselves, right? We tend to have like lower self-esteem. We tend to just really talk not necessarily great to ourselves, right? We tend to beat ourselves up over things. We feel guilty a lot. Especially when you're a mom, you can feel even more mom guilt with that trauma background that you've gone through. But we tend to not be very kind to ourselves, right? And it's really, I mean, a lot of it is from that trauma we experience, right? Because we kind of internalize things that have happened to us, and we kind of like make ourselves feel like it's our fault, and that we can really get down on ourselves, that we're just not a good person, right? That we're, you know, we're awful, or we're bad moms, or we're this or we're that, right? So that's already like stacked up against us, right? Because we come from this trauma that we've endured. We're trying to heal, we're trying to go through and like change everything, but it's hard when you have that inner critic constantly at your, like, telling you what to do in your head, constantly those voices in your head, right? And then any little thing that could go wrong is like your fault, and like you feel so guilty. So we already have that inner critic going, so it can be really hard to kind of change that around, and it takes a while. It's a process, right? Because especially on a healing journey, that part of it can be really, really hard and can take a long time to heal from. So I want to ask you a question. How are you speaking to yourself? Do you notice, are you so like hard on yourself? Whether you make a mistake, let's say you make a mistake at work, do you really take it out on yourself and it really gets into your head and like that ruins the rest of your day? Or maybe when you yell at your kids and you didn't mean it and you're really hard on yourself, do you feel so much guilt and you just cannot get past those thoughts and feelings, right? It could necessarily be like anything, right? It could be anything. Any little thing that goes wrong, anything that you do on accident or mistake, it's immediately like this blown up thing that you take on internally. You have this internal dialogue with yourself that you're awful, you can't do anything right. And the spiral just goes from there, right? Trust me, I've dealt with this for so many years myself, so I totally get it. But how do we kind of come out of that? How do we start speaking life into ourselves? How do we start talking to ourselves kindly, right? It's a process. It really is. But this can be such a pivotal part of your healing journey because it's so necessary. I know you've probably heard it said so many times, but what we believe, what we think, those create our reality, right? Our thoughts create our reality. How we see ourselves creates our reality. So if I constantly say I'm a horrible mom, I can't do anything right, I always mess this up, I'm ruining my kids, like all of that negativity and those negative thoughts are gonna pretty much become my reality. If I say that long enough to myself and I believe that, that's gonna form my beliefs about myself, which is gonna in turn make me just kind of withdraw from everyone, kind of say, okay, you know, since I'm awful and I know like I'm a horrible mom, why even bother changing? Why even bother, like, why am I on this healing journey if I'm just gonna stay awful, you know? So it can really lead you down a dark, dark spiral, right? And I've been there a lot of the time, you guys, and it's not a pretty place to be in. It's not. Because, you know, when we're in that vulnerable state, especially when we're healing, especially when we're seeking God to try to help us heal, the enemy knows exactly where to attack you. And trust me, he will. Like, he will use any and everything to try to steer you away from God. But also, the number one tactic he uses, especially with moms, especially if you've gone through trauma, is in your thoughts. He is in your thoughts all the time. But we don't have to allow him in there, right? We don't have to allow the enemy to dictate our thoughts and our feelings, right? We can put a stop to it because we are daughters of the King. We serve the Almighty God, and we don't have to allow it anymore. So how can we start to change our beliefs about ourselves, change the way we talk to ourselves internally? How can we start doing that, right? Like I said, it's not going to be an overnight thing that you just all of a sudden, oh, I'm going to speak nice to myself today, you know? It's going to take some time. It's going to take some practice because especially if you're used to, you know, being, if your default is like negative talk, then obviously it's going to take some time for you to learn how to really talk to yourself, right? And how to get out of those negative habits. But with a little bit of practice, prayer, it's going to work. It's going to be okay. And you can do this. Like, it's going to change your mindset. It's going to change the way you view yourself. It's going to change everything about your life. So step one is to pray. And that's, you know, you guys, that's like my go-to for everything, right? Like, the first thing you want to do always in all things is to pray. Why? Because prayer works. Because God will meet us where we're at. He will give us what we ask for seeking Him first and foremost, right? He is faithful in giving us what we ask for, right? So I want you to pray. Pray that the Lord would open your eyes to show Himself to you and to learn about your own self through His eyes. I want you to pray that you can replace that negative talk in your head with His positive love, right? Pray that He changes your heart. Pray that He changes your mind. Changes your mindset, changes the way you speak to yourself. And I truly believe if you pray about this, it's going to happen, right? But we need to start praying about it every single day. And even though it might sound or feel like weird to you to be praying about this, there's nothing off limits when it comes to prayer, right? Because prayer works. So no matter what we're struggling with, it's so important to start praying and asking Him to help us in these areas, right? All right, so that's step one. Step two is going to be I want you to take a journal, right? I want you to write these things down. So if you could sit for like 5 or 10 minutes, I want you to think about, okay, what is your default when it comes to the beliefs about yourself or what you are constantly repeating in your head to yourself. Write down those thoughts that you have like on a daily basis or that come up often for you. So maybe it's, oh, I'm a bad mom, or I am always late. I am getting too aggravated with my kids. Like whatever it is, write it down. Write those things down. Like what is your default? Is it guilt, feeling guilt? Is it shame? Is it thinking you can never do anything right? Like write those things down. I want you to essentially write these lies down because they are lies, mama. They are lies from the enemy that he uses to keep us stuck in this endless cycle of self-doubt, of anxiety, of doubting ourselves, and essentially like hating ourselves, right? So I want you to take note of what these are. And what we're going to do in step two is we're going to rewrite these lies and we're going to rewrite them as truths. What does God say about you? What does he say about you, right? You're going to rewrite these lies. So once you write them down as, you know, whatever your thoughts are, whatever those lies that are in your head a lot, and it could be a couple, it could be more than 10, like no matter what, just write them all out. And then the second part of this is to rewrite them as truths, as positive truths. What does the Lord say about you, right? What does God say about you? And if you're having trouble doing this, just pray as you're doing this as well, because he's going to give you that clarity that you need. He's going to show you where those lies are, and he's going to give you his truths, right? Especially if we're praying, especially if we're asking him to help us. He's always there, mama. He's always there to help us. So rewriting these lies with the truth is going to be a huge game changer for you in your mindset, in your heart, what you are thinking about yourself, how you're feeling about yourself, those beliefs that have been maybe formed over years and years and years about yourself that you have believed for so long. You're going to get rid of those because you are replacing them with the Almighty God's truths, right? This is how the Lord sees you. This is his truth, right? And you're going to be able to use these as a weapon against the enemy because God's word, what he says about us in his word, what he shows us is going to be your weapon against those lies because you don't need to take it anymore, mama. You don't need to believe in these lies anymore because it's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you in this negative mindset. It's keeping you depressed and anxious all the time. And you can get rid of those so easily by just rewriting that story, right? Rewriting those words that you're telling yourself. Hey girl, have you been looking to make money online, but you really have no idea where to start? Do you find it just overwhelming when you go to search on Google and so many different things come up that your head is spinning and you just give up because you're like, this is never going to work. I can't find the right information. You don't know what is a scam and what's not. Girl, I totally get it. Like that was me a few months ago until I found this amazing digital marketing course that literally showed me step by step how to do it, how to set up my business, my sales funnels, email marketing. It showed me what I needed to learn to start creating my own digital products and selling them. So for the past 4 months, I've been doing this digital marketing business and it's been such a blessing to my family. I've been able to make over $5,000 already and help other mamas do the same. So if you've been wanting to make real money online and you've tried all the things or you've researched all the things and you're not finding what you're looking for, then I have a free gift for you because I created a step-by-step handbook that's going to walk you through the exact steps that I took to start making money online. This handbook is going to go over digital and affiliate marketing, how to get everything set up, where to sell, how to go about marketing and emailing and all the things. So if you want to grab that, go to www.sixfigureswithmel.com. The link will be in the show notes as well. Again, www.sixfigureswithmel.com. And the last step I want to give you today, Mama, is once you have written these truths out, you've replaced them. You replace these lies with the truth, right? You're going to have a list. I want you to write these out and stick them around the house, put them on your mirror, wherever in your car, like put them on your phone, wherever you can, that you're going to be able to see them every single day. Because what you're going to do is you're going to start putting these truths, these words into practice. And you're going to start saying them to yourself. Whenever you see them up on the fridge or on your mirror, you're going to say them to yourself over and over out loud or in your head or in your heart. And eventually you are going to start to believe these truths because they're true. They come from the Lord. Like, He is your Father. He has given you these words for a reason. And He wants you to stop this negative cycle. He wants to heal you from that. So hang them up wherever you go. You can, if you want to get all fancy, you can print them out. You can hang them up, put them on pretty paper, whatever is going to make you say, okay, I need to be repeating these words to myself every single day. And over time, as you keep doing this, you keep seeing these daily, you keep meditating on these words in your heart, in your mind, you're going to start believing them. Isn't that a miracle, right? What we say to ourselves over and over, what we repeat, what we see, what we read is going to be stuck on our hearts, right? Just like if, like, let's say we're watching like not so great TV shows or things that are really like, you know, not good for the soul, not good for the spirit, or we're listening to music that maybe isn't great and that has a lot of cursing and different things in there, right? If we are constantly listening to these things that are negative and that are swearing all the time, that are talking awful, like eventually that's going to get into our hearts, right? It's going to get into our minds, get into our hearts, and you're just going to feel like that negative energy, right? You're going to think about these things, you're going to meditate on them, and it's really not going to be great, right? You might get angry more, you might be irritated because you are listening to these words that are not positive. They're not from the Lord, right? So it's kind of the same thing. If we are rewriting these words that we are telling ourselves internally and we are sticking them around the house, we are speaking them into, we're speaking them into life. We're speaking them out loud. We're hearing them in our hearts. We are meditating on these things that the Lord is telling us, right? We are going to be more happy. We're going to be more joyful. We're going to be filled with the Holy Spirit more because we are speaking these living words into our lives and into our hearts, right? So that's kind of the same idea. So I hope that these three tips really help you to start changing the way you speak to yourself. I know it can be so, so hard, especially if we come from, you know, that trauma history that we've had either when we were kids or like, you know, in our lives before, we've heard these negative things spoken over us. We might have internalized them a lot, especially if we have some childhood trauma. We internalize some things that we've gone through, and it can be really hard to get out of that frame of mind, to get out of that negativity, to, you know, get out of that low self-esteem, right? But if we are Christian, we truly believe in the Lord, we say we're Christian, then we can turn that around, and God is going to help us through that, right? He's going to help you. He's not going to leave you stranded, Mama. If you are asking Him and you're seeking Him in prayer every single day, you are asking Him intentionally to help you with these specific things, especially the way we talk to ourselves, then He's going to help you. He's not going to leave you stuck. He's not going to leave you in this negative spiral. He's going to reach out. He's going to help you. But we also have to take that step forward too, right? We have to take that step into start changing and rewriting those words that we're telling ourselves. yes, we can pray and ask him to do it, but we also have to take accountability. We also have to put our feet forward and start doing something about it as well, right? Because we're going to partner with the Lord. Yes, if he wants, he can give us, you know, he can take it all away. He can give us anything he wants, right? Because he's God. He can do anything, right? But we do have to take a step towards making these changes if we really want to change the way these words are affecting us, right? So if you are thinking like, oh my gosh, you're right. I've been so like negative with myself, internalizing a lot, you know, making myself like feel like I'm a horrible mom, that I'm a horrible wife, like whatever it is, if you've noticed and you really resonate with any of this that I've said today, then I want you to try these three steps that are going to help to move you forward, right? They're going to help to move you forward in changing the way you see yourself and looking at how God sees you, mama, because he sees a beautiful daughter who is worthy of love, who's an amazing mother, who's doing everything she can. You just need a little help. You just need to be lifted up a little bit, right? You just need to take a step in that direction. That's going to move your life forward. That's going to get you out of these negative thoughts. That's going to really help you to see what God sees in you, right? All right, mama, I hope these bless you. I hope you have an amazing week. Remember, you are a good mom. You can do hard things and you are so worthy of love. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, mama, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. It means the world to me that you took time out of your busy day to hang out with me. If you could do me a quick, huge favor and head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star rating and written review, that would mean the world to me. This not only lights me up every time I read your reviews, but it helps other mamas reach the podcast. If you're not a part of my Facebook group, head on over to Facebook and search the Confident Mom Society. Come and hang out with me over there. You can also follow me on Instagram at the Confident Mom. And if you are ready to heal from trauma, stop yelling at your kids, and be that confident mom again, then I want to chat with you. Click the link in my bio and schedule your free coaching session with me today. God bless, and I'll see you soon.